This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Was this draft as good as everyone says it is?
He asked skeptically and was not with a little more than a hint of harm. Independently, you look at the Patriots, how bad they were, how many needs they had, the fact that they addressed those needs, and the players that they got to address them were all taken at their value or after most people projected them to be picked. Seems like they got a bunch of good players at spots they needed them. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Tom Curran a little while ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that interview, as you probably know, because we say it a lot, you can get the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go back and listen to any interview rewind feature. You can subscribe to WEEI Afternoons, baby.
Love the rewind feature.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. I mean, it's just, I wish I could do that in my car, like if I was listening to it on the, but I guess you could just plug your phone into the car and then you can do it on your app. So, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah,
Apple CarPlay. I wish Life came with a rewind feature.
Yeah, so did I.
Lots of ways. But the Patriots aren't rewinding. I think, Fitzy, they may be fast-forwarding with this offseason. We touched on it yesterday. Mike Vrabel said they won March. Most of the football world says they won April with the draft they just had. The numbers are starting to come out. 7.5 wins seems to be the number set by most places. And then we get the information on that in this gambling-driven world, all these sports book. They're banging the over. Lots of money. The second most popular money spent is on the Patriots on the over.
Damn.
7.5
wins.
You
know wins. What the first is? Does it say on there?
I don't mean
to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious
is. I had the photo. I texted it.
That's interesting.
I'll look that up in a second. But yes, so people feel good about the Patriots. What? They're betting the over. That's 8 wins. That's an 8 at bare minimum. That's an 8-9 football team.
And was it 3.5 last year? Does anybody remember what it was last year? I think it was
4.5.
Four and a half. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And you know what Andy's prediction for last season was, Ted?
What's that?
0-17.
Nope. Not true.
Really?
I said it was in play.
Okay.
And I stand by
it. That bad, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And you were the first person to say after they beat the Bengals, all right, 1-16 is in play.
No, but you know what? Okay, quick side story, Fitzy. We did the post-game show. They beat the Bengals. They go 1-0 after I said 0-17 was in play.
Yeah. I was hammered on champagne.
No one busted my balls. Almost no one on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you know people can be very aggressive on Twitter. Yeah. And that told me. People didn't think it was the craziest thing to say.
And
they were
Seattle
worried where
happened.
The season
what if
was
they
going.
They would have won beat Seattle.
Yes, they could have been 2-0 when I said 0-17.
I know. They should not have lost to Seattle.
And then come later to find out they were a pretty bad football team.
Oh, yeah.
0-17 might have been in play, and they got one out the way early and all that. But, yeah, so 7.5 wins. Then we have another interesting number that's floating around out there. 4.5 rookies starting.
Yeah, I like this one.
So,
interesting.
Will Campbell's going to start at left tackle, correct?
Yes.
That seems like a lock.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Fitzy's boy, Travion Henderson, is going to start at running back. I really do.
I tend to agree as well.
I think we might be removing Ramondre Stevenson from the equation at some point.
You think he's on the game day roster week one? You think Ramondre Stevenson is still on the roster, suited up, but is backing up Travion Henderson in the first game?
I think there's a chance. This guy doesn't fumble. He's the best pass protector anywhere. He averages 7 yards a carry, and he runs faster than anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
I just think the guys, because running back, we know, rookie running backs can explode. And that's why there's already buzz for Travion Henderson as a potential rookie of the year.
All right, you're making a case. So that's two.
Guys, real quick, that means that Ramondre is either going to be on the Jets, Bills, or Dolphins week one roster. Because you know how it always goes.
Oh, I wish them well. And then I'll tell Robert Spillane, when he runs near you in the times we play them, just punch at the ball because it'll pop out and we'll have the ball back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's still on our team. Come on.
I'm just telling you, he fumbled seven times last
year? Seven times.
Seems like a lot. Okay, so that's two. Can we get to over 4.5 rookie starters? Is there a
kicker?
Does that count? Oh, that's kind of cheating.
No, you have to. I mean,
you got two special teams.
People are going to say the kicker and the long snapper is what people are going to say.
I'm already up to four if they count, because they count, Andy.
Yeah,
you're right. They probably do count.
They're factoring that in.
But who's the fifth one to take us over 4.5?
Well, I'm going to go real players. I hate the kicker and the long snapper thing.
You're not good at exercise sports, Kenny Powers?
I think you're going to have a rookie center. I think there's a chance you have. I'm not sold that Garrett Bradbury is going to start.
Jared Wilson beats out Garrett Bradbury?
Why not? Do you know how many years he started as center at Georgia?
One.
How about that? 1 year.
I'm fine
with
that.
And they love him.
That means he's a house test.
He is an absolute house.
Yeah, I think he has a good. And the rumors that they were going to draft, not rumors, they wanted to draft the Arizona guard. Like, they were clearly committing.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, do you know that for sure? I mean, are you guys
as sure as I can?
Okay, because I was going to push back and say I have a theory on that.
So I haven't shared my theory on that to you, which is good or bad.
Okay.
So Dan Ball will get you his name because it's Jonah Savanea.
We'll come back to the 4.5, though. But
yes.
I want to get this.
So I shared this with Fitzy on Monday. So, yes, they wanted this guard. They really wanted him. So that puts two other picks for me in perspective. The Travion Henderson pick that everyone loves. That wasn't their first choice. They didn't really want him. They wanted to go guard there.
That's your theory.
No.
That's a theory.
No. Their first choice was the guard.
You don't know that for sure, but that's what you're hearing. That's what you're
told. It's closest for sure.
All right. Keep going.
But the good news there is, if that was their first choice, he's a left guard. You know what that means? They're quite comfortable with Will Campbell playing tackle, because I don't think you're taking a left guard.
Oh, yes.
They don't have any of these visions like you and other people have of bumping him into guard.
I said the first year or two, he's buying time for them to find.
But if you take a guard in the second round, you expect him to start for a long time. So they are all in that Will Campbell is their left tackle, and that's good news.
Okay, so that's how you come up with that whole. That's a crazy
cockamamie,
way
did you want
to
call it?
Cockamamie to get to that. So my theory was, the player that you wanted was this guard that the Dolphins traded up in front of you to get.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you have a leak, you have somebody's talking. How does Miami know that's who you want, that they would trade right up in front? So that's something I'm just, that's interesting. So you got people that are, how does that?
Jax Ulrich, blame him.
Let me ask you this. What if that was put out there?
Son of a gun.
That was just put out there. It's not really true. And what does that do? That rumor out there, what does that do? That report is out there. Does that fire anybody up? Does it maybe fire up Cole Strange?
Layden Robinson?
Yeah. Their first choice was
to
a guard?
To replace us?
To replace us? Yeah. Oh, no. Uh-oh. We better come with our lunch pail this summer. To me, that's almost like a rumor you throw out there just to light a fire under guys that you have on the roster.
That's a good way to take it now.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, if you have sources that tell you otherwise, okay. The Patriots, how do you let a team in your division trade up for the person you wanted.
Didn't that happen with, isn't that the famous Matt Light story? Didn't they trade up ahead of the Jets and take Matt Light was on the phone with the Jets?
There's a great Matt Light story about how that
I can see the Patriots having intel and doing that to a team. But for a team to do that in your own division to you, that doesn't say good things about you.
Well, there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen. Those cooks could have people that whisper loose lips.
Or what if Miami just was speculating that the Patriots might be into because they'd either had Savanea in for a top 30 or had a lot of scouts at his pro day. Miami also went into the draft, Ted, with a priority of getting tougher.
Let me ask you this, Fitzy. If they drafted that guard, how would you have felt about this draft? Instead of Trayvon Henderson.
Honestly, not as great because they would have only been I don't know who they would have potentially gotten for a running back. Obviously, they wanted to prioritize a good pass pro running back that was also great out of the backfield catching passes. But Trayvon Henderson is the only one that had speed, hands, and pass pro.
So you would have been heartbroken.
I would have been no doubt. I'd still like it, but I would be disappointed.
I just think the Patriots knew that too. I think if they drafted a tackle and a guard with their first two picks. I don't believe a lot of those reports. I just think the Patriots kind of know. It looks like they know what they're doing with the offseason, the free agency, the draft. It was a quote-unquote logical draft, Tom Curran said.
Yeah.
If they went with a guard in that second pick instead of Trayvon Henderson, I don't think he would have said it, that it was a logical draft. I think people would be upset. I think the Patriots know that. I think they got the guy they wanted.
You can think that. That'll make you happy. I'll let you believe that because I think they wanted the guard, and I think they could have billed it, and some of the water carriers would have billed it as Vrabel knows you build through the trenches. There's nothing more important than protecting your quarterback. Now they got the left tackle and the left guard of the future. If they got the center later, maybe the offensive line is set for the next decade. You don't have to worry about anything. Now you just got to figure out the other stuff, the wide receiver, the running back, or whatever that they didn't end up taking. But, yes, Dan Ball.
So the other option, assuming that you don't make that trade back from where you were at 77, the next running back off the board was Caleb Johnson from Iowa. So you either get the guard, Williams, and Johnson, or you get what you get today, which is Henderson, Williams, and Wilson in the 90s, and another pick later in the draft.
This is definitely the more popular, exciting, injecting life into Patriot Nation version. Because everybody wanted Trayvon Henderson. We talked about it on Friday before we left. We were talking about he was on that short group of like exciting, fills a need, fun players.
Remaining players,
Everybody knew him because you're playing at Ohio State, you're playing in the national championship, and then the more you dug in Fitzy, it was, oh, he was such a good guy. They brought in a competition, and he's like, bring it on, coach. Whatever's great for the team, he doesn't fumble. People loved him. Ted's right. They loved that pick more than they loved Will Campbell.
Yep.
They can like Will Campbell. They love Trayvon Henderson.
Oh, he is the star. He is right now, Andy, if you threw out a poll like, is Trayvon Henderson the new most popular Patriot? You may get, like, startling results.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, jerseys will be sold. Assuming he, you know, comes in and looks okay in the preseason and starts to run and do all those things. Yeah, I think he's going to be a very, very popular Patriot.
Danny Ballgame. Caleb Johnson went to the Steelers?
Let me double-check that for you.
Okay, sorry.
Cole Strange, you mentioned Cole Strange. We did get the word yesterday, not a surprise to anyone. They're not picking up his fifth-year option, so rent don't buy maybe in real estate around here, Cole Strange.
Can I ask you guys, let's just say Cole Strange is the starting left guard, and you got Will Campbell. Say Jared Wilson is the starting center.
Okay.
What is that offensive line? Does it have a trait that you think is, I don't know, maybe different than the traits of offensive lines in recent past here?
Yes.
Mobile.
There you go.
Oh, I was going to say athletic, but I wasn't sure.
It's just a more athletic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, you almost think zone run, a lot of pulling, just a more athletic, not just, you know, zone, more pulling and zone.
And certainly on the left side. Right of center on Wenu and Moses
Watch film of Moses pulling. You'll be like, I know he's going into his 12th year, but, dude, he can move, man.
He can move. And I think the line is going to be good. I think the crap that we've dealt with for the last couple of years.
Are we actually saying that about the Patriots?
With Doug Marrone.
Compared to last year.
And then the talent injection. It will stun me if they look They've looked inept at times in recent years. Can't line up. Don't know the snap count. Can't block.
Last year.
Can't run block. Yep. Can't pass block. It was like they did nothing right. Nothing at an NFL level.
Yeah, Andy, in 2022, their offensive line coach bailed on the job halfway through the season, passing the job along to his assistant, who was in over his head. Thereby, there literally was like no acting offensive line coach during the Patricia reverse engineer offense year.
Was
2023, it's Adrian Clem. Yeah. He ends up getting in a shouting match with somebody, and then also Matt Groh. Then he pulls medical leave. So again, two-thirds of the way through the season, no coach. And last year, it was Strike Force Scott, but he was working with, I mean, he was on a Food Network show, but he was working with, you know, Mobile Mart ingredients. So it has been a junction of dysfunction along the offensive line basically this decade.
617-779-7937. Let's bring the callers into the conversation. Let's go to Ralph in Cranston. Has some thoughts on, I guess, Travion Henderson in the running back situation. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys. Look, I loved Henderson. I was saying he's easy to love. You look at his highlights. It's amazing. But not to replace Stevenson. And one knock against him, they said, is sometimes when he got hit pretty hard, it took him a while to get up. He's not probably the most durable guy, too. We may see that. I want to see him come in. I want to see him in the third quarter, that quickness. He and Williams give us something we didn't have. That's incredible speed. But, guys, I would never say let's make him a starting running back. Let Stevenson learn how to control that. Don't fumble and let him be the mucker and bring this kid in. But I wouldn't replace him. I don't think he's going to be that kind of and he didn't catch a ton of passes there either. He's got to be a little better in the passing game, too.
All right,
what
thanks
Ralph
for the call,
is saying
Ralph.
Is I think he sees him more as a third down back, so you have less carries, you know, 10 to 15 carries instead of, 25 to 30.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if third down back, change of pace back, split carries. He shared the load at Ohio State.
Yep.
Ramondre Stevenson shared the load in college. And actually, modern NFL,
you
more
be.
Often than not,
yeah,
you're sharing. Unless you have Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, you know, a handful of the truly elite workhorse guys, I think it's smart to share the load. We're already talking about Stevenson being worn down.
I want Stevenson in on third down, though. Ramondre is not a good third down back, in my opinion.
Who do you want in on third down?
I want Travion Henderson.
Henderson.
What about Gibson?
We got to move.
He was a former receiver.
And then they got this undrafted rookie that a lot of people are already banking to make the team, the kid out of Cal.
Yep.
Is that Kism?
Slot receiver.
Yeah, no, it's this running back who also does, like, I don't know, bull riding, and he's this crazy. He's kind of a throwback to the Danny Woodheads of the world, undersized, quick.
All right.
They ran the offense through him.
Yeah, let me see him in
some upside.
Camp, see what
preseason.
Looks like.
Love
preseason.
Is this also, by the way, the most undrafted free agents the Patriots have signed? Bringing in 18 is like, that's a double draft class. They already drafted 11 guys. Now add 18 other dudes competing for roster spots.
Well, they've expanded the practice squad,
right?
So I think maybe that's what that signifies, is bigger practice squad rosters
and competition and bodies and energy. The one place I actually think they're undermanned is quarterback. I still think the quarterback thing, where they only have three, and the third one is this Louisiana kid undrafted. I don't know. Feels a little. I think most teams now, if you go across the league. Call me on this if I'm dead wrong. Have four during, like, summer and training camp.
Usually, usually.
Because, you know, dead arm. Somebody's arm's a little sore.
We got plenty of time. Season's not for three more, months. We're good.
Get Joe Milton back.
You never know.
Is Joe Milton available?
No, he's competing for a backup job down there in Dallas.
I know. Yeah, you noticed that, too?
Yeah.
You noticed that?
That was interesting. Yeah.
Maybe he'll get a backup job somewhere. We're just not here because he could have easily been the backup here because for a short period of time he was the backup. He was, in fact, one of two quarterbacks they have on this team, according to the owner, and then he was out. So did you like that answer? Didn't like that answer? I like the smirk you're throwing at me.
I didn't mind the answer.
Okay.
I didn't
this
mind
feels like
all.
A victory lap Ted Johnson smirk on his face right now.
Nope. Maybe a little. Maybe I'm smelling my own fart here. I don't know.
617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots, but we're also, I feel proud of us. We made it 2 hours and 20 minutes into the show without really talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, real estate empires, everything that's going on there. We have some new information. We need to get back to this whole situation, which, if you don't think it's a situation, listen to Charles Barkley, and that may change your opinion.
Not talking about this.
We are talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, and that situation next. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now.
Here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox fell to the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 2 of their three-game series last night, 7-6 in 10 innings. Boston held a 6-0 lead after the top of the sixth, but gave up seven straight to lose the game. The teams play the rubber game today. First pitch is at 7:07. It's Tanner Houck against Jose Barrios on the mound. Here's your starting lineup. Jarren Duran leads off in left, and Rafael Devers, your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Willier Abreu out in right. Trevor Story at short. Tristan Casas at first. Christian Campbell moves back out to center field with David Hamilton getting the start at second base. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he bats ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arkin begins at 6:07 tonight, and Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman have the call of the game. Per ESPN's Mike Reese, the Patriots anticipate announcing the 2025 inductee to their Hall of Fame early next week as fan voting closed yesterday. And Giants rookie pass rusher Abdul Carter shared that he also received a prank call during the NFL draft, joining Shedeur Sanders, Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, Kyle McCord, and Chase Lunt as other players who received a phony phone call. And NBA news, for the second time in his career, Drew Holiday has won the NBA's Sportsmanship Award. He also won it during the 2020-21 season. And two Game 6s are on the schedule in the NBA tonight. Knicks are at the Pacers, Game 6. New York leads 3-2. And in the late game, the Nuggets are at the Clippers. Denver also leads that one 3-2. And finally, four Game 6s in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. Tonight, the Maple Leafs are at the Senators. Toronto leads 3-2. Golden Knights are at the Wild. Vegas leads 3-2. Stars are at the Avalanche. Dallas leads 3-2. And the Kings are at the Oilers. Edmonton leads that one 3-2. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For this.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Coach Belichick and this whole interview thing with Jordan, people are giving an unfair reality of what's going on because she was jumping into that conversation during the interview, just like any PR person would jump in when there's an unnecessary question that probably didn't go over in the pre-production meeting. From what I've heard, Jordan is playing the Bears role, handling all the football ops, handling a lot of his social, a lot of his PR. When you look at this situation and you say, oh, this is his girlfriend jumping in, I think that's unfair. I think she's actually working with Coach Belichick in the professional world, and she probably went and said, hey, no, we're not doing that.
That was Julian Edelman defending the man he famously said, I love you, Coach, Bill Belichick, who is
the guy that underpaid him his whole career here.
That is true. Embroiled in this controversy post-CBS this Sunday morning interview that is everywhere. It's made Ted Johnson go viral with his opinions. Each day, it seems, the New York Post has a new story. Today's stories from the New York Post, if you're keeping up, one of them was, or maybe this was yesterday, I think, the $8 million real estate portfolio that was amassed by Jordan Hudson within months of meeting Bill Belichick. where she received... These are properties in Boston,
What's her last name by birth? Redfin?
Well, apparently, because she was, they were just giving out candy, like, I mean, giving out mortgages like they were candy. Yep. 1.2 million here, 1.2 million.
It's 2007 all over again.
Yeah. And there you go.
Here's money.
I didn't know that's
old
how it worked.
Fannie Mae, Ted.
Yep. So that was part of it. We need to touch on real quick that Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law throwing shade at Jordan Hudson.
And this is not the first time. People don't realize this.
And I need to be clear. This is Steve Belichick's wife. Steve Belichick is the defensive coordinator and coach in waiting at the University of North Carolina. So it's not like far away.
Right?
They're in the same world down there, butting heads on social media. And her comment in a sub comment yesterday was, publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview.
And she has since gone private with her,
yeah,
I believe. She made it public. And then after... She did that, got some probably talking to.
But we know how she feels.
Oh, it's too late now. Like, we saw it.
You've given us life.
She's made her thoughts known before in a similar fashion.
But we have some new audio, and then I want to get to a column in the Boston Globe today, not by Shaughnessy, not by Gasper, not by anybody football related. I'm waiting to hear from him.
Yeah,
but
that's his boy.
I'm almost more excited to hear from Beth Titel, I believe. She is the human behavior reporter for the Boston Globe. She wrote a column on Bill Belichick and Jordan's behavior. But first, we have Charles Barkley, who is a self-proclaimed friend of Bill Belichick, and I think his thoughts on Bill and what's going on are very enlightening.
What is Bill Belichick doing?
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, I from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Yeah, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
So Charles Barkley, not sure that everything is good, might reach out. Now, I would question how close a friend he is or they are if he's been in this relationship 4 years and you haven't already discussed
it. Celebrity
it.
Friendship.
Yeah,
you know
it's
I mean?
Star
it's not the real friendships.
Yeah. But we have a close friend saying he's worried. We have daughter-in-law questioning the situation and expressing her feelings. We've heard other things that may or may not be true, but we're starting to see even people, North Carolina, his bosses, people in his football circle or professional circle. So it's not just us. It's not just a biased ex-linebacker and a couple jackals on the radio that are talking about Bill Belichick. Everybody is talking about this. Everybody is critical, shocked. You know, it's funny. Stiz asked me a question.
David Portnoy, who's the biggest
homer
ever, is like, what is going on?
Doesn't know how to react to this. And Stiz even said, if you... what was the word used? Aura meter? If your aura meter for Bill Belichick, whatever you thought his aura, reputation, whatever was, how far has it fallen?
Q rating.
Yeah, Q rating. If you were like Stiz and you were all in on Bill Belichick and you thought he was a pure 100, oh my God, the guy's a legend, greatest coach ever, leader of men. Mm-hmm. How far? Where is it? Is it down to 70? Is it down to 50? Or you're like, is it off the board?
It's got to be cut in half. I mean, there used to be... I'm surprised. I mean, I've been critical of this story and the storyline and suggested that, you know, UNC maybe consider moving on from Bill. I haven't gotten one call saying that's the craziest thing ever. Not one person. Like, if I would have said that 4 years ago, it would, you know, the phone lines would have lit up. But,
you wouldn't have because it would have been crazy for it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
like,
right. But I think even the staunchest Bill supporters are looking at this and questioning it. I don't know, but Stiz was also defending him yesterday. I don't know, but
he's torn. It's a tough time for Stiz.
I think Bill Belichick supporters are having a tough time defending their guy right now.
So Fitzy,
yep.
The Boston Globe, the headline
I read this.
Yeah, I thought I was going to end up reading, like, I just saw the headline. Bill Belichick famously controlled the narrative. Now, thanks to the girlfriend drama, he's its prisoner. And I didn't know what I was going to get when I clicked on this.
Great.
So I'm going to read you a quick little paragraph here from Beth Titel, is how I'm pronouncing it. T-E-I-T-E-L-L.
You got it. You spelled it out. It's all good.
Here's a paragraph. It's like her fourth paragraph. The man famous for controlling the narrative has instead become its prisoner. Belichick was the boss who called the shots from the sidelines, telling men young enough to be his grandsons what to do. Now he's the one obeying orders from the sidelines, called by a woman young enough to be his granddaughter, except that she's his date. Belichick is gone from the Patriots, but even if you want to avoid this overtime show, you can't. Like, I think she nailed it, like, with those, whatever, that five sentences, Fitzy. Mm-hmm. She nailed the hell out of those. She really brought that together. It's probably why she's a writer for the Boston Globe. It's good,
yeah.
Good career choice.
She's not an intern that was promoted out of desperation.
She called the interview disturbing. She actually referenced your point. So disturbing that even Dave Portnoy had to do a reactionary thing on it.
How about this one, Andy? Later on, almost towards the end of the article, she writes, the New York Post headline was, alarmed by CBS disaster, Bill Belichick insiders say girlfriend Jordan Hudson is a, quote, runaway train. And then Beth added, you know that a storyline has left the Earth's gravitational pull when a New York Post article attracts 1,600 comments, the most popular of which, by the way, that had more than 658, quote, likes and counting, was written by a self-described former adult protective services investigator / caseworker. I've handled countless numbers of financial exploitation cases involving mostly older men who fall prey to much younger women who capitalize on the loneliness and vulnerability of these men. Andy, do you think it's really gone this far?
I bet you there's some truth to that. I do too.
Now, it feels weird because, like, you say loneliness. Like, you think of lonely as, like, this guy doesn't, you know, he lives in a condo somewhere. His wife passed away 10 years ago. Yep. He doesn't have friends. He can't physically golf anymore, whatever. Like, this is Bill Belichick. He's bouncing around the world as a celebrity.
He's got a lot of associates. Does he have real friends? Does he have real connection? Like, I think there was a time there. I mean, I heard some story, like, where he was basically just finding, after games, he didn't know what to do. So he was like, he was offering his time up with people that I don't think he ever would have normally offered time up with, because he wasn't with Linda and he wasn't with Jordan yet. So there was this kind of middle period where I think there's some truth to that, man. I think I don't know if he's all that close with his kids. You know, his kids, you hear a lot of stories about him with his kids. I think there is some truth to what she is saying, is my point.
And the illusion, I don't know if they actually say it in the New York Post story about the $8 million amassed real estate empire that Jordan, but, like, clearly she gets with Bill or is aligned with Bill or whatever you want to call it.
Partner.
And then suddenly is getting these big deals. Like, she's not buying, you know, $10,000 homes in Detroit, fixer-uppers.
Speculating on slums and then trying to, like, revitalize them. Like, she's legitimately... it seems, you know, just for my $2 assessment here, it seems like she is amassing an income portfolio of real estate.
Yeah. Well, she's going to make out just fine in this, because apparently her name's on these documents and she's.
Her name's on these? Are these gifts from Sugar Daddy Bell?
What I'm trying to figure out is, I feel like for something like that, you have to co-sign. I feel like Bill, but if Bill co-signed, it would be in there. That's public
knowledge.
Yeah,
but it's a corporation, and I don't know enough about these layers of business. And it's a shell corporation that's off the coast.
Who at 24 years old has all these things? She has all these titles and businesses, supposedly, and real estate portfolios. Like, she sees herself as like this.
Vanderbilt, Trump,
Gates. I mean, she saw an opportunity, and she is seizing on it.
And I don't want to be crass and judge from but it feels like this is a Ponzi scheme or just a con, and there's just a lot of things that don't make foundation.
But a Ponzi scheme, it's one-sided. I think Bill's getting something out of it. You feel sorry for Bill, but you don't think Bill's getting something out of it?
Yeah, I bet he is.
Like, yeah. Yeah, Dan.
Dan, what's that?
You think the juice isn't worth the squeeze, I'll tell you that much.
That's what I would say to Eustace. Yeah,
but Bill thinks he is the cat's meow
right.
when he shows up to these red carpet events with her.
Thinks or thought? Has that changed? Because I do think this, remember, this is 4 years. So there's been a relationship with a young girl on the beach, you know,
granddaughter.
Like what, you know, granddaughter.
Yeah.
Where it was probably, I didn't accept it. I would never think it's cool, but he probably thought it was cool. But has it gone the other way? Was it 70% good, 30% bad back then? Now all of a sudden, are you reevaluating how that pendulum is swinging? Is this more trouble than it's worth? That's why people like Barkley are saying, all right, Bill, I saw it from afar a couple years ago and you had a young girlfriend. That's cool. You're not my first old buddy that had a young girlfriend, but what's going on now, Bill? This is spiraling.
Yeah.
Tom Curran acknowledged it. We should have that audio ready in a minute, Stiz. Tom Curran, this is as close to as spiraling as we've ever seen a guy who once controlled everything in his world.
The Barkley stuff, I'm sorry. Like the fact that as somebody as famous as Charles Barkley is saying to Dan Patrick on a nationally syndicated radio and television show that I think I need to run a friendly intervention with my guy Belichick, now what happens next? Does she get in his ear? Bill, don't you dare listen to Charles Barkley. Oh. I've watched him on Inside the NBA. He's lost his mind. He thought Shaq pooped himself last week.
I mean, here's the thing, Fitzy, I bet you, can you imagine? It's got to put stress on this relationship, right? I mean, there's got to be, because they're trying to stop everyone from saying everything, you know, on Twitter or whatever interview, and you can't. And you can't control the narrative. Bill is so used to having control, and he has zero control. And it's funny, it's almost like he was just unprepared, like I said, like for the real world. Like UNC, those are public documents, all those emails, Bill.
Yep.
You can't hide, and you can't intimidate, and you can't bully, and you can't just expect CBS News to bow down to you like all the other news outlets did while you were the head coach of the Patriots. It's a different world, man.
Stiz,
he's not prepared for it.
Is there any way that this could have factored into Bill's decision on accepting the UNC job? He's with Jordan. He's helping her amass this real estate portfolio. She's showing up in $100,000 Porsches shortly after they begin dating. Trips, bags, all this stuff. Hey, 36 months, $30 million. Get some cash flow coming in. I'm not saying he was broke before.
Well, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money and a lot of real estate and a lot of... I think he's doing okay for himself. I don't think he needed the money to fund this relationship.
I think he needs a job, though. He has to have a job, Stiz. Right? You know what I mean? Like, he can't not work. It's like he wouldn't know what to do with himself. I think just being alone in his thoughts is probably the worst place for Bill.
Yeah, and then, Andy, you asked earlier if there was any other questions that we thought should have been asked to May. I don't know if this is a little too tasteless, but would you have asked him, hey, have you heard about what's going on down there at your old school?
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think it would be frowned upon. And in the old days, remember the inside track? Girls from the
girls sold me out several times.
Okay, wow. So you do remember them.
Oh, all too well, yeah.
But I just feel like they could have shown up at a press conference like today and asked that question. Because I don't think it's crazy. I mean, we had the guy yesterday that was trying to tie Belichick and May and New England and North Carolina together. Like, there are ties. There are coincidental ties. You could say, Drake, what do you think about the what's going on with your football coach at your alma mater?
Yeah.
Like, just throw it out there. He's not going to answer. I'm sure he would have prepped by Stacey and everybody down there.
You know
who
I would love to hear from? RKK.
So call him.
What is RKK?
Ask him if he wants to.
Well, that's what I said to you guys in our text last night. Like, I bet Brady and Kraft are loving this.
Well, more Brady.
Loving
this. Because Kraft has had his own issues, so he probably doesn't want to laugh too hard because he's had his own issues. But Brady's been pretty clean.
Oh, it's a laugh-off in the RKK house.
I think Brady is legitimately I think he probably thought it was like, hey, that's just coach being coach. I bet you Brady would still give a hands-off reply, but his inner circle would say that he's teetering on concern for Belichick.
You guys all say this, but there's people that have been around Bill for a long time that hear stories. This is not – the behavior with the women is not a shock. It's not. It's not a surprise. It's not like, wow, I never saw this come. This isn't that big of a surprise for people that know Bill and the stories.
All right, we'll work you into the conversation, 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lined up. We'll also play that cut from Tom Curran, his thoughts on Bill Belichick and what is going on in his world with Jordan in North Carolina. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons.
Sandy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I would presume that this is as close to out of control as it will get, but I think we could always be surprised because I think Bill is combustible now and doesn't have enough people around him to guide him on, yeah, you don't really need to say that.
WEEI Afternoons talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the interview that went viral and around the world, all our responses, and I'm going to show you I have complete trust in our producers. Because generally, I'd be a little hesitant when they put something on the call screener that says Belichick joke, but I trust them. Hi. So Paul and Quincy has a Belichick joke. This is on Stiz and Dan. Go ahead, Paul.
No, gentlemen, I'm sorry to disappoint you. It is not that Greek godlike personification of testicular magnificence, Paul from Quincy. However, it is Professor Hyman Ivory Quincy calling, or as my colleagues refer to me, high IQ. Ha, 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 ha. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, gentlemen, I have a question. Gentlemen, am I correct in my understanding that former New England Patriots head coach William Belichick and his current love interest met on an airplane and struck up a conversation due to their common passion for philosophy? Would that be accurate?
That is the story. Accurate. Yep. Yep.
Yes, yes. It is also my understanding that former New England Patriots head coach William Belichick's favorite philosopher was Descartes, whose philosophy, I believe, was, I really love smashing 20-year-olds.
All right, thanks for the call.
You know, I've lost a little faith in our producers. Little faith.
I lost a little faith.
You know what,
faith.
Actually, I think I'd rather pull a Socrates and just drink hemlock than hear that again.
Was it Charles yesterday that was going to drive the conversation? Oh, and there what I look on the call screener, Charles in Marblehead. Yesterday didn't go so great, Charles. Hey, Charles. Day two. Year two jump, day two jump. What do you got, Charles?
All right, fellas. Day one was a swing and a miss. I'll own that. But I'm back. Okay. I've reloaded the question cannon, and I'm firing one your way. Here we go. On the last, let's go, Bruins team, 2019, they swung and missed at the championship. Who would you take on that team? Take them off the team and replace them with someone else. Who are you taking off and who are you putting on?
All right, thanks for the call, Charles. Fitzy, why don't you handle this one?
Who would I take from that team and put on this team now? Is that what he asked?
May have been the question. I'm not exactly sure. You know, the good news is, sport of baseball, they give you three strikes. So I'm not making any promises, but tomorrow we do have another show on Friday live at Fenway Park, Charles.
Where's Steve from Fall River when you need
it? Said no one ever. Danny and Quincy, anybody like that. Ted's been calling for Danny and Quincy. You want him?
How about David Backus? How about that? I'd take him off.
Okay.
David Backus, you know, Ted, it's funny you bring him up. I always had higher hopes for him. Well, you know,
yeah.
Nasty right, big strong guy. He never hit his stride with the Bruins.
Yeah. So that, there you go. If you really want an answer, Charles, David Backus.
I give you credit for taking that very
It's seriously. You know what? He asked the question. I wanted to.
So any question a listener asks, you'll
not
answer?
Not any, no.
Okay, nope, I was just, nope, wondering, nope, just nope. Wondering if you were setting
a
precedent
there. But that was
Charles
trying to do better, and I felt bad that it was actually worse than better.
Okay, so let's go back to Tom Curran, since Charles was a bit of a swing and a miss day two. He said this is as close to you're going to get as spiraling or whatever with Bill. A serious question here. I'm not playing like, talk radio. Has this bottomed out? Is this as bad as it's going to get for Bill? Is there worse? Because I didn't think we'd get to this point. Is there more to come? Is this going
to
get worse? It's up to him?
Yeah, absolutely. This can get worse. Oh, this can get worse.
And I don't know if it can easily get better. Like, we joked about Fitzy. You said bunnies and pots yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's obviously
fatal attraction
yeah, reference. Like, yeah. Jordan, if he just said, listen, Jordan, this isn't working out. You got to go.
Now he's going to start calling her by our nickname for him.
You know what makes me nervous is, for him is I kind of was not thinking a statement would come back like it did in that form. Like UNC letterhead, doubling down on the girlfriend, explaining everything and kind of making the excuses for her behavior. It was almost like, wow. Okay, man. And it was three paragraphs. And he took a lot of liberties with that statement. I was like, when you put that kind of detail in there, it opens you up for critique and criticism and for us to kind of pick at it. And I was like, man, after all that's happened, you still put out that statement?
Well,
like, so I wonder if it if he still if he doesn't get it, Stiz.
Do you guys remember the Tiger Woods? He had a girlfriend that wouldn't leave. He was in this relationship, go sour. The girl refuses to leave his house. Her name was Erica Herman. Quickly, quote, Herman alleges that she was tricked into going on a short vacation and that when she arrived at the airport, Woods' team, quote, told her she had been locked out of the residence. He had to trick her into go because the girl refused to leave. And we live in a day and age now where if she says, no, I live here, I live at this house, Bill might have to go through like a literal eviction process to get her out.
Yeah.
This could get so messy so quickly. Like, it could get bad.
See, I almost think
same
Bill...
thing happened with me and Stiz when I let him sleep.
That's true. I got a good 2 months out of that.
You know, like, Bill doesn't want to be embarrassed by that. He doesn't want... if this
that ship
thing,
is sailed.
If this thing breaks up... No, by breaking up or by dissolving the relationship and basically proving everyone right, I think he sees it as like a competition, and I think he would rather stay in something that isn't perfect than show everybody else that we were all right and he didn't know what he's doing.
Weren't there, Fitzy, some reports, rumors, speculation that there was some of that with Linda? Wasn't there a house and she wouldn't leave?
Yeah, she squatted. She squatted on his house. I think she
squatted on the Nantucket house.
Or Nantucket?
Yeah. He had to just give it to her, right?
I heard from somebody that, quote, Linda was a handful, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Well, it's when you're with somebody for more than 7 years, like a common law.
Oh, yeah. It's common law wife or whatever.
Yeah. So,
well, that's after 7 years, and I think most states have done away with common law.
Okay. Well, she was with him for 16 years. I just feel like there was some legal, she probably had some legal grounds for doing what she did, is my feeling.
Well, and this yesterday,
a long time on a lease.
Yesterday, remember there was speculation, the reason they didn't want to talk about the relationship is because it had something to do with the Linda relationship and whatever. Well, he retold the story in the statement.
Correct.
And your instincts on the statement, just to give you a little insight, I don't know if you heard this. So the statement came out yesterday in like the last 10 minutes of Jones and Keefe, to the point where they didn't necessarily believe it was a real statement, especially when he said, I have a personal and professional relationship. Like, they were like, is this really Bill Belichick's statement? They were hesitant to run with it until Bert Breer and others started to post it and promote it. So you weren't the only one who thought that statement was strange. And then and then to compare it to the CBS statement, which was very real PR, cut and dry, short, to the point, respectful, like everything.
It's like the more they try to defend themselves, the worse they look. That's what it feels like.
617-779-7937. We will get to your phone calls about Bill Belichick. We'll also touch on the Red Sox, that debacle of a game. Ted needs to chime in what happened last night when a great win turned into a hideous loss. Drake May spoke. And don't forget, 5:30, Quiz with Stiz. It is back, baby. All here on WEEI Afternoons.